श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी कॉन्साइज कमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी, चैप्टर 9 वर्स 20-25। वर्शिप विथ एंड विदाउट एन इंटरेस्टेड मोटिव विथ फ्रूट। चैप्टर 9 वर्स 20। त्रैविद्यां मां सोमपाः भूतपापा याचनाय इष्ट्वा स्वर्गतिं प्रार्थयन्ति। ते पुण्यां आसाद्य सुरेन्द्रलोकम् अश्नन्ति दिव्यान् दिविदेवभोगान्। दोस् हू पर्फॉर्म रिचुअल्स विथ सम सेल्फिश मोटिव एस स्पेसिफाइड इन द थ्री वेदास एंड ड्रिंक द जूस ऑफ सोमा प्लांट एंड दस हैविंग पर्च्ड देमसेल्व्स ऑफ सिन worship me as Indra by sacrifices, praying to seek access to heaven, attain heaven. As the result of their good deeds, they enjoy the celestial pleasures of the gods. Comment. Here is the description of such people who strongly believe in the existence and importance of the world and whose worship to God is a mistaken approach. Refer Gita chapter 9 verse 23. The fruit of the worship of such people is perishable. Refer Gita chapter 7 verse 23. Chapter 9 verse 21. Tetam bhuktva swarga lokam vishalam kshine punye marte lokam vishanti. Evam trai dharmam anuprapanna gata gatam kama kama labhante. Having enjoyed the extensive heavenly world, they return to the mortal world when they exhaust their merits. Thus, conforming to the injunctions of three Vedas and desirous of seeking worldly enjoyments, they repeatedly come and go from the mortal world to heaven and back. Comment. When these men carrying out sacrifices dissolve their sins, which are obstructing their way to heaven, they go to heaven. After enjoying the pleasures of the heaven, they exhaust their merits and return to the mortal world. This way, man with desires continues to whirl in the birth-death cycle. Chapter 9, verse 22. अनन्याश चिन्तयन्तो माम ये जनाः पर्युपासते तेषां नित्यः वियुक्तानां योगक्षेमं वहाम्यहम्। Those devotees, however, who worship me alone, thinking of none but me, who are ever devout, I myself attend to their needs and provide them with security of what they have. Comment. Exclusive devotees of God, they neither believe in Indra, as described in verse 20, nor in the other gods, as described in verse 23. Those who worship Indra, they get perishable fruit, but the devotee of God receive imperishable fruit. The worshippers of gods are like a servant, and worshippers of God are members of the family. The servant works, he gets limited wages according to his work. But the member of the family may or may not work, everything is his only. What work the child does? The Lord provides the devotee all the necessary means required by him and provides security of what he has, already has. This is God's taking care of Yogakshemam Vahamyaham for his devotee. Though the Lord provides gain and security to all aspirants, yet he specially provides gain and security to those devotees who have exclusive devotion for him in the same way as a mother brings up her loving child herself instead of leaving it under the care of a servant. Chapter 9, verse 23. Ye pyanya devata bhakta yajante shraddhayan vitaha tepi maam eva kaunteya yajantya vidhipurvakam. O son of Kunti, even those devotees who endowed with faith worship other gods, they too worship me alone, though improperly, believing me to be different from gods. Comment. The Lord has used the term Mam in the following three verses. Trividya Mam, chapter 9, verse 20. Ananyas Chintayanto Mam, chapter 9, verse 22. And Tepi Mameva, chapter 9, verse 23, which means that all is God, everything is my manifestation. If an aspirant has no desire and he beholds God in everyone, then even if he worships any of the gods, that worship is for God only. It means that if one has no selfish motive and believes that all is God, then his worship would not remain improper, but it would become God's worship only. Chapter 9, verse 24. Ahammi sarva yajna naam bhokta cha prabhur eva cha natu maam abhijananti tatvena tascayavanti te. I am verily the enjoyer and the Lord of all sacrifices, yajna, but they do not know my essence, tattva, hence they fall. Comment. When the person assumes himself to be the enjoyer of pleasures and master of prosperity, he becomes their servant and turns away from God, then he forgets that enjoyer and master is God. Due to this reason, he falls. But it dawns on him that in fact, God only is the ultimate master of all pleasures and prosperity, then he takes refuge in God, then he does not fall. Chapter 9, verse 25. Yanti deva vritta devan, pitrin yanti pitra vrittaha, bhutani yanti bhutejya, yanti madhya jinopi mam. Those who worship the gods with self-interest, they go to gods after death. Those who worship the manes reach the manes. Those who adore the evil spirits join the evil spirits. But those who worship me attain me alone. Comment. In fact, everything is manifestation of God only. But he who assumes and accepts any other entity besides God, he does not get salvation. Even if he goes to the highest worlds, he returns from there to the mortal world. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.